starting? Are we done?
Okay, start it?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to TCPD Board of Supervisors special meeting, Tuesday, July 24, 2018. This is an emergency meeting to address notice of appearance. I don't have it in front of me, but it's Arthur West versus TCD, Eric Johnson, Richard McMahon, and Linda Powell. We need to answer the notice of appearance. We need to get some legal representation. Are you recording this meeting? For those of you who would like to join us, if you could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Richard, would you like to lead us in that Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you for those of you who joined us. So, can I have the public sign-up sheet?
Sure.
Anybody else that didn't sign up that wants to? Now's your last chance.
Is that the actual lawsuit?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. Sorry, but I haven't seen it.
Is that what that is, Paul?
Yes.
It is a plaintiff summons.
Yes.
Whatever a plaintiff summons is.
Right.
I suppose it's a filing.
Anyone else?
Okay, just to tie the meeting up to have you address the chair if you have any questions, and then I'll call on you and get going. Stephen W. Morrison?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We can do introductions.
Oh, yes, we could do introductions. We do not do introductions. I skipped. Sorry about that. Richard, let's start with you. Sorry about that.
TCD board.
Eric Johnson, TCD chair.
Paul Pickett, supervisor.
Doug Rushton, supervisor.
Sarah Moorhead, staff.
Heather Ross Kelly, staff.
Stephen
Morrison.
Tony Wilson.
Melinda Holman.
Allison Halpern, Conservation Commission.
John Doe.
Sherry Durfer.
Arthur West.
Thank you. What I will do is I will, our policy is 3 minutes apiece, and I will raise my left hand when you have 15 seconds. How's that? Thank you, Stephen. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm Steve Morrison. I'm a member of the WIRA 13 lead entity, Salmon Recovery Process. I'm here today talking about the item that you have on the agenda. I find it somewhat ironic that you're having a special agenda to cover resources to defend yourself. However, you've not taken any action to address the lead entity staff or the contract that was offered to you. I understand there were conversations that occurred between the Board of Supervisors and the Thurston County Board of Commissioners. I would hope that those conversations would be made public and that they would provide some sort of record on exactly what occurred during a work session regarding your rates and assessments. A very important thing that the commissioner failed to accomplish last year. It's very unfortunate. I think the Conservation District, Conservation Commission summary does a pretty good job of identifying what has and hasn't happened. I would think that the individuals that are named in the lawsuit today have no other option except to immediately resign. That would be my suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. Tony
Wilson, you're next.
Yes.
If you don't mind, I'm not going to stand.
Okay. Let me reset here for you. Go ahead.
Thanks. I had a couple of questions. I've been trying to find out what this lawsuit is about exactly. That's not on the agenda. I did get a copy of the response, which looks to be from the Attorney General's office, asking that all process be served there too. It's of interest to me that three members of this Board of Supervisors were named, not the other two. And in terms of an attorney, it looks like to me, if I understand the way it works in this state, the Department of Ecology attorney has responded and expects to be in that position of attorney for the district. That's what it looks like. So I'm not sure what the discussion today is about. The district, I think, has an attorney. The Attorney General's office will defend the district through the Department of Ecology. Is that not understood?
My understanding is the state was named.
Right. Okay.
So they're, the AG is representing the state because they were
named. So the state was named as well.
Yeah.
The Department of Ecology was named?
It just says State of Washington, and they assigned it to the Ecology Division for whatever reason.
Okay. So they're only defending. So what's the chain of command here then? This operates under the Conservation Commission, which is part of a department.
State Department of Ecology.
Of Ecology.
No, Conservation Commission is its own agency.
Yeah, they're generally represented by Ecology Division of
right.
The Associated
Because Ecology and is a cabinet level.
Yeah, don't confuse Ecology's division and the AG's office and Ecology, the agency.
Oh, okay.
You're in a minute 55, don't you?
A minute 55.
Sorry.
Okay. So, I'm not sure how you would. To me, it looks like the district needs an attorney, perhaps. But the individual's name, they're not covered by that. Because the district will pay for an attorney to defend the district. And the individual's name, just like the Ecology, just like the State of Washington, produced an attorney. Each of the three of you need an attorney as well. And I would advise that you should take some care that these are not, in any sense, the same lawyer from the district to any of the individuals involved.
Done?
Yep.
Okay. You made it under the deadline.
Usually.
Jerry, I don't want to butcher your last name.
Dierger.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. You just want to say your name one more time, loud and clear, for the order.
My name's Jerry Dierger. I live at 2826 Cooper Point Road, Northwest, Olympia, Washington, 98502. I'm a disabled veteran, and I come from an Amish background. That's the beard and the long hair and stuff. I'm here because there appears to be some problems that have been going on around here quite extensively, and that's the only reasons that I come in. When it gets too ugly, that's when I come in. Right now, I think that since there's a RFP out right now, that's not the time on it runs until the 27th, I believe, of this month, that the portion of this meeting about picking an attorney at this time is probably premature. The problem here is that this is one of those cart before the horse sort of things. You have to go through all these processes, and it takes time to go through them. And and these kinds of things don't happen immediately. Plus, there's some other problems here in that while the Attorney General has come in, the Attorney General actually, while the Attorney General is representing the state here, this is a political subdivision of the state of Washington. So they really, it's because this is part of your official actions and stuff, they're the ones to really be representing. If it was part of a private act, you know, if you were something privately or something, then, you know, you have your own attorney and things like that. Plus, since there's very little money, it's my understanding that there's very little money in the bank account or stuff of this thing, I don't see how you could even think about hiring an attorney or anyone else right now, because there's just no money to pay them. You know, it's just one of these things. This is a pretty serious problem for you. The other problem is that since Mr. Sean Newman has been purporting to be your attorney on this thing for at least a week, and maybe for the last month or so, since he admitted to writing the statement that was read last month by you, I believe, into the record on response here, that was the official response of the board. I believe you've already technically, de facto, whether de jure, hired him to act as your attorney here. So that's a problem, and if he would be the one that you would pick nowadays, this would be what's called an ex post facto justification for prior agency action. So I ask you not to do that. And thank you very much. You have a very good day.
I can answer one of those questions. That was a personal thing that Mr. Newman did for me. It wasn't for the board.
Well, since it was an official action, it was not something that could have been done without going through the board process. He's represented as being your attorney to everything.
I guess we can agree to disagree. Arthur West?
Good afternoon. My name is Arthur West. You may also know me as a plaintiff. I'm not sure about all the details of the conservation district. All I know is what I've read about in the newspaper. There does seem to be a general consensus amongst the powers that be. The city, the port wrote a letter. That who's the good guys and who are the villains. I'm not sure that's a true representation, but as an activist, I go to a lot of organizations all across the state. Usually they're dysfunctional in some way, shape, or form, or I wouldn't be wasting my time coming there. I can't say that this is not a dysfunctional organization. This organization, it didn't apply for the money it was supposed to get. It's not been doing what its charter is. It's not been functioning as the conservation district. Now, I don't say that this is necessarily a personal problem or an individual problem. The laws of these conservation districts are antiquated, and one of the things that I will be doing is talking to the legislature about fixing these laws. But as far as this particular meeting and this the thing that you're doing today, the law that I've read, there's not a lot about conservation districts, says the conservation districts may be represented by the Attorney General. And one of the reforms that I would be working on would be to make that mandatory for all conservation districts, because that way you don't get a partial attorney, you don't have one group of commissioners working with one attorney, another group working with another. So to the extent that we proceed, I would suggest that you get the Attorney General. They're competent. I don't have any problems with any of the people who submitted RFPs. Benjamin Cushman, competent attorney. The other attorney's competent. I think Inslee Best declined. They're good too. Any one of those people would represent you. I'm just confused because for the last week or so, I've been contacted by someone purporting to represent the commission who apparently wasn't. And that's part of the reason that I became a little upset, because as far as I'm concerned, there's the right way of doing things and there's the wrong way of doing things. And this commission hasn't been doing things the right way. That being said, it looks like the state commission is doing an adjudication to remove some commissioners. I'm not sure that if that goes through and happens, this Open Public Meetings Act suit won't become moot. So I wouldn't spend a whole lot of money, especially since you guys only have about $14,000, to the best of my knowledge. How do you expect to pay one of these attorneys for any of this? I mean, So I would offer you, you know, the same deal I offered the city of Seattle. Admit there was a violation. Agree to get some training, and we can move on. You don't have to spend any money on attorneys. But that being said, I think the Attorney General is your best bet. If you look at the law, they are required to represent you if you ask them. Probably be cheaper than hiring a private firm. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Arthur. And Stephen, to be fair to you, I believe there's a public officer at the Thurston County that might be able to provide you with a record of that.
What are we talking about?
What you asked for.
The Joint County Commission Thurston CD meetings.
Yeah.
We had, that was at the county, and they
that was July.
They had a record keeper.
July 18th?
27th.
There were two meetings.
July 18th.
June was July 18th.
June 27th.
And June 22nd.
Yes. June 22nd. That's fine. But I understand you met on July 18th. I'd appreciate finding out how to obtain a copy of that. Thank you.
If it was with the county, they have a public record.
County manager.
Okay. Thank you.
June 27th.
Wonder to be fair.
That was the first one. Yeah.
That was July the first 18th, one. July. They just had one last week.
Yeah, and then one on the 18th.
Right.
Okay. Agenda review. Anything? Ahead, Sarah.
I just wanted to note that I wanted to an opportunity as you begin your discussion to just, I've been doing a lot of research on this and have some supplemental things, so I'd love to be able to explain some of the documents that you have in front of you before you begin discussion, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. You too? Doug?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm asking if that's okay with you too.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, let's finish the agenda review, and that can be the first part of the discussion item.
Any other?
Did you have a comment?
I have two comments.
Okay.
One is the position description for the board chair says to develop agendas collaboratively. I just got notice that there was a meeting. I didn't have anything to do with setting up the agenda, so I think we need.
I didn't even see the agenda.
I need to be collaborated with on these things. And two, because we scheduled this till 3, I need to leave immediately. At 3, I've got a medical appointment.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Go ahead, Sarah.
One thing I will note moving forward is that staff created this agenda today as a draft to see if the board would like to work with this one since it's a special meeting. You know, we posted the proper notice according to our requirements, which does not include an agenda. So I apologize that we did not have time to receive other feedback. So.
Yeah, just make sure it's clear for Doug. So.
No, Doug is very clear on what an agenda is and what an agenda is supposed to do. The point being the chair's position description says that person works collaboratively to get the agenda items, and then it gets formalized by the staff.
The other things that you have right behind your agenda are the RFP that went out, the responses. These are exhaustive of the responses I've received. They're attached underneath your agenda. They were forwarded or sent to me by Eric. I didn't receive any personally to my email. I did just pass out this copy, and I also emailed it to you guys electronically today. This is a copy of the West First TCE suit here. And so this was, we got from the Attorney General's office, it's forwarded over by Cheryl Brandt from our insurance company. I also did connect with Ann Esko, Assistant Attorney General, who's representing the state of Washington in this, and she has an email here that I'd also like to provide to you guys, clarifying who she's representing by filing this notice of appearance.
Can you read it to us, please?
Sure. Here's some comments.
Yeah.
It says, "Hi, Sarah. This is to follow up on your phone call to me today asking about the scope of my notice of appearance. This email confirms that I filed a notice of appearance on behalf of the state of Washington. You have received that notice, which is what was emailed to the Board of Supervisors, this document right here. The Thurston Conservation District and the state of Washington are two separate legal entities. and my notice of appearance does not extend to the district or any of the district supervisors. So the notice that she filed, there's just some clarification about who she's representing in that. Not to say that there's not a possibility that the district couldn't be represented, but just clarification on that.
So this wasn't a notice that the AG's office won't represent the district? That's not what this is?
That's not what this is. This is a notice that they are representing the state of Washington only at this time. If the Board of Supervisors would like me to investigate to see if an Assistant Attorney General can represent the district, I'm more than happy to do that.
I would like that. How about the rest of the
board? I'm thinking the same thing you do. This, to me, when I read it, says she represents Washington State, not the district.
How about you, Paul?
Correct.
I think it's worth asking.
Okay.
Yeah. If she's willing to take our case on, it's all hers.
I think you have a board.
Can they represent both sides of the case?
We're both on the same side.
Both on the same side.
But I guess they can make the decision.
I can certainly move forward with that. I think this probably should have some formal approval, though, of the board before I proceed, if that's okay.
You want a motion to, Doug, you want
to? Sure. I make the motion that staff be directed to explore with the AG's office representation in this suit with whatever the number is on it.
Okay.
Do you want to second it?
Are we talking about the OPMA suit, this one?
Yeah.
Do you have a second?
Paul, second?
Second.
Okay, thank you. Want to discuss it? Questions? Go ahead and ask questions.
I presume because of the nature of the motion that it's directing staff to explore it so they would come back with, you would come back with information that we would act on at a future meeting.
Or I'd say consider it at a future meeting, not necessarily.
To be considered at a future meeting.
Probably act, but maybe not.
Will that be within the deadline?
What deadline is there?
Go ahead, Sarah.
So the Attorney General's office has been served. The district itself has not been served. At this time, and since they are funding us separate legal entities, it's my understanding, and I am not an attorney, so we should definitely get legal advice on this, that we have 20 days from the date we've been served to file our own notice of appearance.
And when was that?
We haven't been served.
Okay.
This district, and to my knowledge, the three of you have not been served as well, individually. Is that correct?
Right. Just this letter that you just gave us.
This is a notice of appearance only that the state attorney, assistant attorney general is representing the state of Washington, who's named at the very end as one of the defendants.
And that's what you gave Richard earlier?
Yes. Yep. And that's what you guys got electronically too, and at the same time. Richard was in the office if you got the hard copy. But
so what was the deadline? 21 days?
It's my understanding that it's 20 days.
20 days? Is that calendar days?
After we've been served. We should get legal advice on that. And I did, again, obtain the full complaint here, which I provided to you electronically and in hard copy today.
And that's our deadline to respond?
Right.
With our own
pleading notice or something. Of appearance.
Mm-hmm. A notice of appearance, okay. Well, that's what the notice of appearance would be.
So you have to be personally served first, and the district was not personally served? It was just...
So I can't give legal advice.
Okay.
Because I'm definitely not close to being an attorney.
That's a good point.
But if the district was to be served, they could come serve you as the interim director?
Mm-hmm.
Or they could serve the board?
Yep. Yes, and this is my understanding after talking with Ann Esco, the Assistant Attorney General, who filed this today.
We're planning to come by the next meeting or so. We got an answer to the district. So none of the time limits taken.
Are you planning on filing or serving, possibly?
90 days from filing to serve, and my intent is to serve it the next meeting or so, depending on, I'm technically on vacation.
That explains the shirt?
That explains the shirt. I'm sorry if I haven't received this past. Would normally, but I'm trying to take a couple months off. Rather, hard, heavy workload.
Take lots of time. Okay, so any more questions?
Yeah, I am. I totally am.
Who would like to raise their hand and be right there? Sorry. You go, Linda.
So I missed some of this discussion, obviously. So are you saying that all of the defendants here are separate entities that are all going to be defending separately?
So the state of Washington is the separate legal entity from the conservation district. The three of you are board supervisors of the conservation district. And did tell me today that Sean had notified her that he was representing Eric and Richard only, not the district or Linda, but has not yet filed a notice of appearance. So I'm not sure what the...
Well, he's my legal counsel, so it would be up to me to get him to represent me. So
right.
He's overall legal counsel, but...
Generally, organizations that I've sued in the past for personal representation, the board votes and authorizes one attorney to represent everybody. And so what would happen if you're in a public meeting, you vote and say, we'd like to have this attorney represent everyone. That would be technically the way that most agencies, cities, governments deal. Thank you for letting me speak.
That's helpful, Arthur. Next step, just raise your hand.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Trying, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's like steering the Titanic.
Well, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Sean contacted me about all this and said that he recommended that, he said the district was required to be defended, required to defend the board, and that we needed, the reason we're here today was to have an emergency special meeting to hire counsel specifically for this situation.
Those are parents, so.
So.
But that was not what was the
reason. Okay, just let me third finish first.
So, I'm not sure why the state of Washington is a defendant.
They're named in it, so.
But what do they have to do with what we did?
They're named in it.
Then?
So the Attorney General is representing them. I think we need our own legal counsel. Shauna said we should have our own legal counsel. That's been going on since I came on board in November. We wouldn't be in this mess if we'd had legal counsel all this time. And when the subject of money came up with Shauna, she said, cut somebody's hours and hire legal counsel. Those are her, it's in the recording somewhere. We need legal counsel. We shouldn't be in this situation to start with, and we wouldn't be if we had just gotten legal counsel right away in October or whenever that started.
Okay, so Richard, just withdraw. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say the notice of the emergency meeting was to discuss a contract, and the agenda says discuss a contract. So you said it was to vote and make a decision, which was never part of the announced purpose of the meeting. I don't know if we can do it anyway, but just wanted to clarify that point.
Well, I would, to clarify, the intent was to have somebody answer the notice to appear, and that's what this is for, to get legal counsel signed just for this one issue, not for legal counsel to represent us in whole. We have an RFQ or P, whatever it's called, out, and that deadline's due Friday. So for people to submit.
So if I could just follow up and answer, my observation would be service has not been done, so the clock is not ticking, and the RFPs are due on the 27th, so I would encourage us to stay to the agenda of discussing this, because we have at least 20 days or more since nothing's been served. So okay. We can
make a decision at a future meeting.
So let's get on topic on the discussion of the motion. So, do you want to read the motion back, Heather?
Oh, but.
Doug motioned to have the staff explore with the Attorney General's office representation with this suit to be considered at a future meeting. Okay. And then I don't know if Paul seconded it.
Paul seconded, okay. Yeah. Yes, I second. Any more discussion on that topic? Okay, are you guys ready for vote? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So, Doug, I didn't catch you. Just unanimous?
Sorry.
Okay, unanimous. It's hard to look both ways. So go ahead and go forward with that. Go ahead.
I think Paul already expressed some of the concerns I have that if the RFP deadline isn't until Friday, you don't really have any contracts to discuss today, because if you have received some, they were received before the deadline, but you might still be receiving additional proposals. So if the AG's office is another potential legal counsel resource and there is no ticking clock right now, it would make sense to wait before going through any contracts to hire your legal counsel.
The question is whether we're under the gun or not to answer within the 20-day notice to appear. That's the question, because if we are, then we need to have legal counsel represent us now, otherwise we'll be in default. That's the question. So that was the purpose of the, I called the meeting, was to have somebody specifically just to address that.
Okay. But you wouldn't be going through the proposals you received
no.
so far. You're just talking about
brand
new process.
Hiring somebody to answer the notice of appeal. That's it. Go ahead.
And I thought I saw your original agenda for the special meeting. Didn't it? You have it there?
I thought it said something about getting
somebody.
That was
talking about it.
Right. That was the intent, was to hire somebody to answer the notice to appear.
Do you have that with you?
I don't have. I just have what the district provided.
So, in other words, what you asked for isn't what ended up on the agenda.
Right.
Yes.
Do you have that email that I sent to Sarah?
This is verbatim what was in that, and it was what
yeah.
was posted.
I have exactly the email you sent to
okay.
me.
Okay, well, if it matches up, then you're, I mean.
Isn't that correct, Sarah?
Yeah, it says I'm announcing a special emergency meeting on Tuesday, July 24th, 2018 at 1 p.m. This was as an executive session, but that didn't happen. To discuss a contract for legal services to respond to and answer the notice served to the district regarding notice of appearance, State of Washington, Thurston County Superior Court number dated, which is exactly what's copied and pasted.
Okay.
District
has been served.
It's just copied verbatim.
Okay, so no offense. None taken. Okay, go ahead, Paul.
So we have our regular meeting scheduled in less than a week, and would have the RFPs by Friday. Any we haven't gotten would be due Friday. We'd get them over the weekend. I haven't looked at any of these RFPs yet, so we could take action on Monday. But then there was an email saying that you wanted to reschedule the meeting Monday. I'd like to know why.
My wife looked at the calendar and thought that she had me covered. We're going for my son's graduation somewhere, and thought that there wasn't a conflict for the July 31st, but there obviously is. So I will not be in town July 31st, so I will not be attending. So
is everyone else available on Monday?
No, I had a conflict in the schedule too. I did the same thing. I looked at the wrong week.
Tuesday is the last.
The last Tuesday, which makes it the fifth Tuesday this month.
Yeah, so that's kind of threw us off. Go ahead.
is there still a quorum if Linda and Paul and Doug can make Monday?
Can you make
Tuesday? Mm. What about moving it up to Monday?
Monday. Or Tuesday? You're scheduled for Tuesday, right?
Tuesday.
Sorry, Wednesday. Tuesday. Are all three of you available for the regularly scheduled Tuesday meeting?
I was just saying that Eric and Richard are not available.
Friday, the 22nd.
I'm still quarantined.
And I'll be back on the 5th
of July.
So, I'll be back on the 5th, yeah. So the 6th is available, but Sarah had a conflict there.
Yep, I will not be able to make any date that week except the 10th.
I think we're getting off task here, guys.
Right. Okay, so, yeah, that's it. Then we are getting off task. Thank you, Doug. Okay, so more discussion on this?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
This is going to sound redundant, but I'm going to do it anyway. I make a motion that we stick to the agenda and just discuss the contract. Like Paul, I'm not prepared to go into depth on this, and with the meeting coming up on the 31st, after the deadline for the RFP or RFQ, we can look it over before then and make a decision. So that was a motion to stick to the agenda as written.
Second. Any discussion? Well, he can make a motion for anything he wants.
Well, that's why I mentioned redundant. Shouldn't have to.
Any discussion? No. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. Unanimous. Okay, well, anything else? We only have two. So evidently we don't need to worry about hiring an attorney to answer a notice to appear then? Is that what this board's decided?
I'd like to see a list of who, to make sure we're all on the same page. If we got five and you didn't get one, and you got three, and then you got two more, so we can have a list of, a comprehensive list of the people that submitted.
I think there's only one, really, and two, like one person submitted a full packet, the other person did.
Yeah, a list is pretty easy. It seems like it would take like 2 minutes.
Not or less, because there's only one person on there. Yeah. Sarah?
Yeah, I can send this out in an email in list form. These are all the responses that we've received to date.
Okay, well, the intent was to hire somebody or contract with somebody to answer the notice to appear, but that was the intent. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I wanted to provide one comment and make a statement because it's relevant to the Pensacola Valley. And then, which is in reference to the actions at the June meeting.
Well, wait a minute, we're this is getting off topic now.
It's not, though, it is relevant.
It's off topic. Doug just made a motion to stay on topic, but you're getting off topic.
No, because it has to do with the board's process for hiring. And we're discussing possible hiring.
Hiring for an illegal person?
Yeah.
So this is regarding hiring legal representation for the...
It's relevant to the discussion.
Because it discusses hiring an attorney to represent the board.
Well, I'm placing this in the record. I want my statement to be placed in the record. I'd like to read it if the board will, if the chair will allow me to.
I would say that it has to be regarding legal services.
It is relevant to hiring, the legal process for hiring.
Now, I motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you.
We got a copy.
Thank you.